Well, good afternoon. Friends, we have gathered here today in the presence of God with Alexis and Jacob to give thanks for the gift of marriage and to share in the joy of their wedding. Christian marriage is a way of life given by God so that husband and wife may provide each other companionship, help, comfort, joy, and love. Marriage is a promise of love that endures all things. Marriage, therefore, is not to be entered into lightly, for by God's word we are commanded to hold it in honor at all times. Who is giving this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and I. Amen.
All right, I'll ask you to come and join hands. Jacob, it's a big day.
Yeah.
Will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
Alexis, we've been waiting for this day a long time. Alexis, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the holy covenant of marriage? And will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will. Okay, at this time we will come up on the platform and you have a ceremony that you'd like to do. All right, very good.
The braiding of three strands demonstrates how Jake and Alexis are joined by God in marriage. Each strand holds special meaning. The middle strand symbolizes that the Lord Jesus has been invited by Jake and Alexis to the position of authority in this marriage relationship. The right strand represents the groom. As a new creation in Christ, the majesty of the groom is represented on the right. As Jake loves his wife and submits himself to the Lord in turn will demonstrate his great love in the marriage relationship. The left strand represents the bride. Having been cleansed by salvation in Christ, the purity of the bride is represented in white. As Alexis honors her husband and submits herself to the Lord in turn will nurture and strengthen the marriage relationship. Ecclesiastes 4:12 reads, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." Today, Jake and Alexis have been woven together by God as one in marriage.
The sons of the earth, how beautiful the feet that walked the long dusty road and the hill to the cross. How beautiful, how beautiful. How beautiful is the body of Christ. And as he laid down his life, we offer this sacrifice that we will live just as he died, willing to pay the price. Willing to pay the price. How beautiful the radiant bride who waits for her groom with his light in her eyes. How beautiful when humble hearts give the fruit of pure lives so that others may live. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful is the body of Christ. How beautiful the feet that bring the sound of good news and the love of the King. How beautiful the hands that serve the wine and the bread and the sons of the earth. How beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful is the body of Christ.
Well, it's a great blessing for me to have been asked as Alexis' papa to take part in this ceremony and to give the exhortation. Alexis was and is my first grandchild, and we've had a very close and special relationship since she was born. She's always been a very beautiful little girl, but never more so than today. Now, this is a happy day for us. We look forward to this. There's always a little bit of generally good-natured but somewhat serious kidding by the part of the bride's family on the prospective groom of how he better make sure he takes care of our little girl or else. And there's been a little bit of that in our family too, but good-natured. This is a big moment in Alexis's life and the family's life when they entrust the life of their daughter to someone else. And it's a big responsibility for a young man. But we're confident, Jake, that you love Alexis and you'll take care of her. And we're looking forward to sharing our lives together. The Bible says that marriage was instituted by God for our blessing and represents the relationship of Christ to his church. Jake, the Bible commands that husbands are to love and care for their wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself for it. And Alexis, wives are told to love and respect their husbands as the church loves its Savior, the Lord Jesus. This is a big responsibility, and if the Lord blesses you with children, it will be both of your responsibility to make sure that you teach those little souls about their need of Christ and to raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. These are serious responsibilities we have, and the only way that we can fulfill them is by God's grace and the commands of Scripture in our life. So the best advice that I can give you both now to have a happy and blessed marriage is to keep your eyes on Christ. Make sure that you keep him the center of your life. Make your lives together count for the Lord. Strive to honor and follow His word and to glorify Him in all that you do, and you will receive every blessing and happiness. Now, we're gathered together in this building. It's a beautiful building. But we don't just gather here out of tradition or because it's a nice setting for a wedding. We gather together here because this is a place where God meets with His people in a special way. And we've been doubly blessed this past week. We began this week here last Sunday in this place when Jake, you made your public declaration of faith in Christ and was baptized. And now we end this week here together again as both of you publicly proclaim your love and commitment to one another. God is here with us today. His eyes are on both of you. He knows the desires of your heart, and He loves you and cares for you. He was watching over you, Jake, last week as you made your profession of faith and were dipped in the waters of baptism. And He's listening to both of you today as you take your vows. God loves and cares for you. He wants what's best for you. And He desires for you to be happy and blessed. And in order to accomplish that, He gave us His word, the Bible, to instruct and to guide us in life. Trust in the Lord, follow His word, and He will direct your paths. Life is filled with responsibility and can be challenging, and we have many cares and concerns. But Jesus told us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will provide us with everything we need in life. I'm going to close by reading the wedding prayer. This was written by a pastor many years ago, and it's blessed us here at Berean during wedding ceremonies in the past. And I think it really encapsulates what this day and this ceremony is about, and I want you to listen closely to this, and I'll get a copy for you to have with you later on too, but listen to these words. God of love, Thou hast established marriage for the welfare and happiness of mankind. Thine was the plan, and only with Thee can we work it out with joy. Thou hast said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a help meet for him. Now our joys are doubled, since the happiness of the one is the happiness of the other. Our burdens now are halved. When we share them, we divide the load. Bless this husband. Bless him as provider of nourishment and raiment, and sustain him in all the exactions and pressures of his battle for bread. May his strength be her protection, his character be her boast and her pride. And may he so live that she will find in him the haven for which the heart of woman truly longs. Bless this loving wife. Give her tenderness that will make her great, a deep sense of understanding and a great faith in Thee. Give her that inner beauty of soul that never fades, that eternal youth that is found in holding fast the things that never age. Teach them that marriage is not living merely for each other. It is two uniting and joining hands to serve Thee. Give them a great spiritual purpose in life. May they seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the other things shall be added unto them. May they not expect that perfection of each other that belongs alone to Thee. May they minimize each other's weaknesses, be swift to praise and magnify each other's point of comeliness and strength, and see each other through a lover's kind and patient eyes. Now make such assignments to them on the scroll of Thy will as will bless them and develop their characters as they walk together. Give them enough tears to keep them tender, enough hurts to keep them humane, enough of failure to keep their hands clenched tightly in Thine, and enough success to make them sure they walk with God. May they never take each other's love for granted, but always experience that breathless wonder that exclaims, out of all this world, You have chosen me. When life is done and the sun is setting, may they be found then as now, hand in hand, still thanking God for each other. May they serve Thee happily, faithfully together, until at last one shall lay the other into the arms of God. This we ask through Jesus Christ, the great lover of our souls. Amen.
Jacob, repeat after this vow, saying, I, Jacob,
I, Jacob,
take you, Alexis,
take you, Alexis,
to be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
And I pledge that I will be faithful.
And I pledge that I will be faithful.
And that I will love and serve you.
And that I will love and serve you.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
Alexis, repeat after me this vow, saying, I, Alexis. I, Alexis.
I, Alexis.
Take you, Jacob.
To be my wedded husband.
And I pledge that I will be faithful.
And I pledge that I will be faithful.
And that I will love and serve you.
And I will love and serve you.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both
shall live. Well, as a sign and seal of the love that you have for each other and of the promises that you make this day, you've chosen to exchange rings. So I'm going to ask that the maid of honor and the best man hand you the rings. And we'll start with Alexis. If you will place this ring on Jacob's finger and say after me, with this ring, as a sign of the promises that we have made this day, I place upon your hand. Okay. And Jacob, if you will put the ring on Alexis's finger, and repeat after me this saying, I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a sign of the promises.
As a sign of the promises.
That we have made this day.
That we have made this day.
Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thank you for Jacob and Alexis. And my heart's prayer is that they may live together in the bond of marriage, according to the vows that they have made this day. Fill them with the love of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the love that they have for each other will grow deeper and more meaningful each and every day. May they have a long and joy-filled life together. May their home be a haven of blessing and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Jacob, you may kiss your bride. Amen. Well, you have come before God and these witnesses today to express your desire to be husband and wife by the clasping of hands, by the reciting of the vows, by the exchanging of rings. You have shown your love and devotion to one another. I therefore pronounce you husband and wife. What God has joined together, let no man separate. And for the very first time, it is my pleasure and honor to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Jacob and Alexis Feliciano.